Now, staying with technology and TikTok, the social media platform, which claims to have more than 1 billion users worldwide, is facing a big fine after being investigated for violating children's privacy. The Chinese-owned company has been under investigation by the Irish Data Protection Commission over the way in which it processes the data of its teenaged users. For more, we're joined by Arthur Beasley, current affairs editor with the Irish Times. Arthur, thanks for joining us. TikTok, it's a video sharing platform popular with younger users. What triggered this investigation by the Irish Data Protection Commissioner?
Good afternoon, Justin. This was an investigation initiated by the Irish regulator 2 years ago in September of 21, an own volition investigation, as it is described. At the same time, she started an investigation into transfers by the company of data to China. Now, what's coming in the next number of weeks is a final decision in this investigation in relation to child users of this wildly popular app. There are two dimensions to the inquiry. The first is public by default settings. These are the settings for users under 18, and then a separate strand in which they have been looking at age verification measures for people aged under 13. In this country, children are supposed to be aged over 13 before they start to use the app, but I think it's widely accepted that many kids find their way around those strictures.
So has the investigation now concluded?
It's over. Now, the fact is that this investigation was concluded in September of last year. And under the European rules, this is a kind of a European regime, the Irish regulator, whenever she's going to hand down a ruling, has to get the approval of her fellow regulators in Europe. So the draft decision went to Brussels in September of last year, and it was only last Thursday that they reached the end of what's described as a dispute resolution process because two other regulators objected to the manner in which the Irish regulator was proposing to settle this matter. These were the regulators in Italy and certain regulators in Germany.
Okay, so they had their meeting. They've now come to a conclusion. What happens now?
There is now a period of 1 month before the final decision must be handed down in line with the agreement last Thursday. However, I think there is a very general expectation at this point that TikTok is now looking at a pretty serious fine measured in the hundreds of millions, which would reflect the dim view taken of privacy violations, particularly with reference to children. There was a case last year where Instagram, which is a branch of Meta, the owner of Facebook, where it was fined no less than 405 million euro for child privacy infringements. I think the way this European law is evolving, this is the General Data Protection Regulation in force since 2018. The way this has been evolving has been that the initial fines sent down in this very early phase, if you like, of this new regime have been precedent setting. So I think there is now a pretty real expectation that fines of this magnitude are now in prospect for TikTok.
Are there other investigations underway also into TikTok, which is a big employer here in this country too, isn't it?
Major employer in excess of 3,000 staff in this country, and it's a company which is in a stage of rapid expansion. We do have this other investigation which was started at the same time as this investigation into children's rights on the company's transfer of data to China and an assessment of whether it was in compliance with European law regarding transfers of data into any other third country. The status of that investigation still a little bit unclear, but these are what are described as large-scale investigations. In other words, serious stuff, cross-border investigations and investigations in which the Irish regulator takes on, if you like, a pan-European responsibility because these large companies have their European headquarters in Dublin.
Arthur Beasley, current affairs editor at the Irish Times, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today. After the break, we're going to the FLA.